This next missive is from June Kipple of Saskatoon, and she writes,
"Dear Paul, didn't I see you once on Front Page Challenge? I can't remember whether you were the mystery guest or a panelist or what the story was. Were you? Or am I nuts, like my kids tell me?" That's June Kipple of Saskatoon.
No, June, you are not nuts. Yes, I was once the mystery guest on Front Page Challenge. We'd love to play some tape of that program, but unfortunately, CBC Archives...
Paul, not so fast. In fact, queued up and ready to go, we do have the audio portion of that show. Not showing much enthusiasm. Peter Zosky, incidentally, was a guest panelist. Hollis, let's hear it.
But he was there...
Was violence involved at all?
Violence was involved.
So, it happened in Canada and the U.S.
Sort of.
You said this is a legal story.
And how?
Is it a narcotics-related story?
Oh, boy.
Is this Paul Moth?
You got it.
Canadian screenwriter deported from the United States. Following an armed standoff with Los Angeles police, a Canadian citizen working in Hollywood as a screen and television writer was shot 6 times. Soon after, he was expelled from the country. Please welcome Paul Moth.
That's fine, Hollis. Thank you very much.
No, but it gets better.
Must we?
If you would advance the tape about 7 minutes, Hollis, we'll get to the bit that I really like.
Why'd you come on the show if you're going to dodge all the tough questions?
Hey, Fred, how about calling off your dogs here?
Answer the damn question.
What about your dirty book, Pierre? Why don't we talk about that?
Listen, pal.
That's Paul, and I'm not your pal.
What do you mean it doesn't?
That will be sufficient, Hollis.
Well, he gave you a good going over.
Yeah, Gordon Sinclair had the gruff exterior, but Betty Kennedy and Pierre, those two were the real tough customers.
What about Zosky?
He was starting a television project, and where I was just back from L.A., he was very interested in any pointers I could offer.
Oh, you gave him a hand?
Told him everything I knew.